is a News 1130 special report.
She wants to give bullying the knockout punch. News 1130's John Ackerman continues his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with more from the recipients in the mental health category.
I've always known that I was different. I was the kid that got picked on every day, the one without friends.
Rachel Fair was bullied from the age of 7 and first started taking medication for depression when she was 13. By age 18, she was in a psych ward, but could never get the help she needed.
The problem is, if you go into the psychiatric unit at the hospital, you have to convince them that you're either a danger to yourself or a danger to others.
So she staged a very public suicide attempt, one that perhaps worked a little too well.
It was so realistic that it actually impeded my progress in getting my children back.
Today, Rachel runs the Smiling Tigers, a youth group that meets in a Surrey gym to learn the ways of jiu-jitsu fighting.
Training in jiu-jitsu allowed me to end the regular beatings I received as a kid.
And now she wants to empower kids the same way the martial arts empowered her.
And when kids who get bullied start to stand up for themselves, these bullies start to go, oh, maybe I shouldn't pick on someone because the next person might actually kick the crap out of me.
Fighting words from someone who had the courage to come back. I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 special report.
She always knew she was different, and she suffered for it every day. Today, she helps kids stand up to bullies. News 1130's John Ackerman continues his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the winner in the mental health category.
Stigmatization of mental health is part of what kept me from getting better.
Today, Rachel Fair fights stigma in the ring and helps kids stand up to bullies at the same time.
I don't want other kids and teens facing similar issues that I faced to have to get to the point that I got to. There's no need for it. They just need someone to believe in them and to give them a space where they can be themselves without judgment, without fear.
Rachel leads the Smiling Tigers youth group out of a gym in Surrey, but it took a lifetime of violent bullying, abusive relationships, a very public suicide attempt, and nearly losing her kids to get help for her borderline personality disorder. Now, thanks to jiu-jitsu and dialectical behavior therapy, she has a fighting chance at a better life.
Even now, even as far as I've come, I still doubt myself. And I still, still in a little bit of shock. It hasn't quite sunk in that I've actually won.
But one she has, now she just wants to give back.
Honestly, I think I get more out of it than the kids who come through my doors. It reminds me every day to be grateful for what I have.
I'm John Ackerman.
News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which will be handed out Tuesday, May 16th at the Vancouver Convention Center.